Camouflage is the byproduct of an evolutionary arms race between one group, the predators, that want to eat another group, the prey. Prey seek to survive by tricking the perceptual and cognitive systems of the predators, and predators look to eat by breaking through the camouflage of the prey. To put it all more formally, predators need to maximize their perception of signal, their proposed meal, from the noise, the general environment. The goal of prey is to minimize that same signal-to-noise ratio. While the physical manifestations of camouflage might be diverse, they function in one of three ways: to impair detection, to impair identification, or to redirect attack. Methods that impair detection trick the perceptual system of a predator into believing that the prey is simply not there. Octopuses change color to match their backgrounds, for example. The tasseled wobbegong shark conceals its shadow against the ocean floor by being incredibly wide and flat. The white bellies of penguins match the sky and their black courts the depths of the ocean in what is known as counter-shading. The Arctic fox sports white fur in the winter and brown or grey in the summer. The comb jelly is transparent. Deep-sea fish are very black. Often, the evolution of this kind of camouflage is detectable on a shorter timescale too. The populations of dark-coloured peppered moths grew in England, for example, as sooty pollution increased in the 19th century during the Industrial Revolution. Correspondingly, the population of light-coloured moths rose when pollution levels fell. Impairing identification tricks the cognitive system of predators into thinking that whatever it is looking at is uninteresting and definitely not food-like. The dead leaf butterfly, for example, looks like a dead leaf. Predators themselves use this too. Leopards have high contrast disruptive patterning, which allows them to better blend into shadowy bushes and tall grass to avoid detection by their prey. Redirecting attention is a way to try to reduce the lethality of attack, thereby increasing the chances of survival. The eye spots on the wings of a peacock butterfly, for example, divert attention towards less important regions of the insect's body. Zebras' stripes deploy a technique called motion dazzle, which disrupts a predator's ability to work out which direction the animals are moving in. How good are any of these camouflage tactics? A study published this week in Proceedings of the Royal Society B tries to find out.